Hey, yeah. Hey, guys, welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast. This is episode number 14. I'm sorry we haven't posted for a little while. We've been a little bit quiet due to some busy stuff happening here in Tokyo. There's been Mother's Day going on. There's the normal stuff going on here. Getting orders for you good people, restocking the candy, making sure everything's kosher. Okashi. Okashi being Japanese for snacks, candy. Yep, so everything's okashi. Everything's great. And how's everything going for you? I hope everything's going cool, and I hope you're enjoying your Japanese candy and having a great time and enjoying life in general. So, kicking off episode number 14. As always, we'll start with the Tokyo weather. So today, Tokyo, it's Tuesday at 11 a.m. The weather is clear. It's a beautiful day out there. It's sunny. There's no clouds in the sky. It's a beautiful day. Temperature is 27 degrees Celsius, or for you guys across the pond or across the ocean or wherever you are in the US, it's 81 degrees Fahrenheit, which is pretty ridiculous if you call that Celsius, because that's really hot. That's crazy hot. That's like Mars hot. That's like Mars bars and a pack of Tyrant Habanero spicy rings hot. That's some hot stuff. Apparently, there's a chance of precipitation. That fancy word for rain. There's a 10% chance of that today. Highly doubt that, because it's just too nice of a day. Humidity is up to 45%, yeah, which is about right. And there's a wind speed of 2 miles per second or whatever that is. So it's actually a really, really cracker of a day. It's a beautiful day in Japan, in the transition between spring to summer. So that's the Tokyo weather, and then onto the good part. We always love it, because we always have to cover it. The top stories in Japan news. So we have 1, 2, and 3 top stories. Number 1, cryptocurrency tech eyed for money transfers. So cryptocurrency tech is eyed for money transfers. So international money transfers takes 2 to 4 days to complete a money transfer. So current system, remitting company, remitting to bank, transfer agent bank, receipt company. New system, remitting company, remitting the bank. Money is transferred using technology of US-based Ripple. So we skip the transfer agent bank and the transfer agent bank. So it's just remitting company, remitting bank. Skip those two guys. Money transfer is completed in a few minutes rather than 2 or 4 days, and you get your money. But there is a fee charged by each bank involved with the transfer agents and the remitting banks. So instead of paying 4 fees, you're paying just 2 with the new international money transfer system using Ripple technology. Again, this is some, I don't know, this is just the top 3 Japanese news. I'm not excited. I could be excited. I do dabble in cryptocurrency, but I'm not really that excited. I don't think you guys are either. You're not here for tech babble about cryptocurrency. So, top story number 2 from the Japanese news. This one's a little bit sad. This is breaking news. Man, 23 arrested over death of Niigata girl. Well, we won't spend too much time on this because it's just too sad. So, a 23-year-old man in Niigata was arrested Monday night on suspicion of abandoning the body of a 7-year-old girl who was found dead on a train track in the city last week. The man, who is a company employee, lives in the same neighborhood as the girl, according to investigative sources. And that's all we're going to talk about with that, because we don't want to talk about sad stuff here. We love everybody in the world, and we love each other, so we don't want to see anybody being hurt unnecessarily. So that's just sad. So I feel for everybody involved in that, and I feel sorry for the family. So we'll leave that alone too, because that's just heartbreaking. And the number 3, the top Japanese news, actually is from Fox Sports. Andreas Iniesta reveals he's choosing between China and Japan. So this one's probably going to be very exciting too for all you sports lovers out there. I'm not sure about you, but I'm just falling off my chair with excitement. It couldn't be any more exciting than this. So Barcelona legend Andreas Iniesta is joining the A-League. And the 30-year-old revealed he is now a move to China or Japan. So this Barcelona legend, his rumored was he was preferring to move to Australia. Yeah, Aussie, 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 oi, 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 go mate, get over there and play some Aussie soccer. We love it. Football, sorry, you British fans. But yeah, he's Japan or China. He's Japan or China. He's weighing it up. He's, I don't know. Who's going to give me more money? That's where it all comes down to. Where's the money at? So he was going to go to Australia, but now he's tossing up between Japan and China. So either, both is a good country to live in. Both is a good country to play in. But yeah, follow the dollars, mate, because you're only alive once in life, so you might as well follow the dollars. And that's it for the top 1, 2, 3 news in Japan and the Tokyo weather. So guys, today we're going to talk about Mother's Day in Japan and the normal Tokyo munchies. So we just had Mother's Day in Japan, and it's really different compared to English-speaking countries, how they celebrate. In English-speaking countries in Australia, where I grew up, it's Mother's Day, so you wake up early, you make your mum breakfast in bed, coffee, you give her some nice presents, flowers, roses, perfume, jewelry, whatnot. Maybe go out for a nice family lunch together at the park or at the beach or at a restaurant. Then, yeah, look after your mum all day, and then maybe make your mum some dinner, or again, go out for dinner. And just have a general cracker of a good time with your mum, because you love your mum, because that's who she is. Your mum, you love her. In Japan, it's a little more subdued, so I didn't contact my wife's mother-in-law, because I can't speak Japanese very well. And I'm not sure if she even really cares about it too much. But I did try to go out of my way a little bit for my wife. And I bought her some nice roses, and I cleaned up the house for her, and dealt with the kids, and tried to make lunch and make dinner, and just make it a nice day. But yeah, there is some subtle differences. It's not the same as what we do back home. But yeah, that's Mother's Day, though. Every country is different. Every family is different. Everybody does their own thing. So yeah, that's all we have to talk about. So over the last few days, I haven't talked to you guys. We had Fun Friday go down. Also, we had Throwback Thursday go down last week. I actually issued a big challenge to you guys, and I put a new product up in the shop. It's the Throw Down Thursday Spicy Challenge. So we're offering you guys one of these really rare limited edition habanero umebo. So it's a corn puff stick, and the graphics for this packet are excellent. There's fire, there's pictures of chilies, there's danger signs all over it. It says in Japanese, spicy, don't eat it. See, I just ate one. Wow, that got me real bad. On the top of the pack, there's like a cross skull and crossbones. Underneath that, it's called Go to Hell, which is really nice. It's very, very kind. So yeah, that's part of our Throwdown Thursday challenge pack. So you get the spicy habanero umaibo, which is the corn puff stick. You also get a pack of the Tyrant Habanero spicy rings. They've got a 5 rating for their spiciness. I know you guys like a challenge, and I know you're probably going to eat some and go, oh, they're not spicy, I can eat lots of stronger stuff than this, or spicier stuff than this. But the one thing I love about the spicy rings is they have an afterburn. So you're munching them, I don't know what you're munching, but you're munching, you're smashing them down. And after a few minutes, you're like, oh, it's a bit toasty. Oh, and then it starts to kick, and then you get that afterburn. So have your cucumber and your milk ready. But I know you guys can take a challenge. So you get the habanero umaibo, the tyrant habanero spicy ring pack, and you also get this really unique one we've got in our shop. The Death Chimi Spicy Fish Jerky. So this is a bit of a strange one. This is a really big sheet. It's about almost half a meter. It's about probably almost half a meter, around 40 to 50 centimeters long, and about probably 20 to 30 centimeters wide. It's a big sheet of fish jerky. So it's like beef jerky, but it's fish jerky. And it's spicy, and it's inspired by the Death Chimi anime. So you get this really cool packet with this big screaming red skull on the top, and in big print it's like Death Chimi Spicy Fish Jerky. I actually am not a fan of fish jerky. I do eat it now and then, but I do love the spicy stuff. The cool thing I did with this, though, I thought the packet was just too good. So instead of eating it myself, I actually hung it up in my office, and I use it as a poster in my office, and it looks really, really cool. So I've got my Star Wars poster, I've got my Steve Caballero signed Palo Peralta deck up there, I've got my Death Chini, I've got all this cool stuff hanging up in my room. It's like a shrine to skateboarding and Japanese candy and crazy stuff in here. And snowboards and guitars and everything. I think you'd love it. Come for a visit. Come say hello. Come to my house, come have a coffee, eat some snacks. We're pretty open here. I'm playing my garden, teach you how to skate. It's good times. So yeah, that happened on Throwback Thursday last week, guys. So we changed Throwback Thursday to Throwdown Thursday. Then we had Fun Friday with our always cool DIY kits. Saturday snacking was our snack packs, which is 7 different flavors of Japanese chips in a nice snack pack box sent directly to you. Sunday Fun Day was playing around with the mini toilet DIY kits. They're always good fun. You can make a mini toilet, fill it full of powder, a little bit of water, it froths up like a volcano, and you stick a straw in there and you suck that candy frothy goodness straight from the bowl. Good fun. Monday Munchies was back to our Munchie Pack, because the Munchie Pack is where it's at. If you want really good value, if you want 20 of the best Japanese snacks, chocolate, and candy, the Munchie Pack is where it's at. We don't... It's all killer. It's no filler. We hunt for the best stuff. You get 3 to 4 DIY candy kits. You get the best Japanese gummy candy. You get the best chocolates. You get the best snacks. You get Umaibos. You get Poochie snacks. Mm-hmm. You get lots of good stuff. So definitely jump in there, guys, and check out our Munchie Pack, because that's where you can't go wrong. And yeah, that was Munchie Mondays, and today is 2 for Tuesday, and we are continuing our 2 for Tuesday gift for you good guys, the 2 for Tuesday Kit Kat Pack. So Kit Kats in Japan are unique, and we have the Chocolatory. We have Master Patissier Takagi-san. He hand makes the recipes for the Kit Kats, and he uses his own special recipes when he's crafting his Kit Kats. So our 2 for Tuesday, we offer you the Molson, which is his signature Kit Kat. It's a bigger Kit Kat, a single finger, big Kit Kat. And on top of it, it has his signature recipe chocolate sauce encrusted with walnuts and raspberries. And it's really unique. It's really, really special. It's something that you can't buy at any shop. You have to go to a chocolatory to get it. Or you can get it from us. So our 2 for Tuesday, we offer you guys, we will offer you your choice of the Chocolatory Original Molson or the Chocolatory Green Tea Molson, which is the same, but it's encrusted with pistachio nuts and I think raspberries as well. So 2 for Tuesday, you buy one and you get the other one for free. So you buy the Original Molson, we'll give you the Green Tea Molson for free. That's our 2 for Tuesday offer for you guys all around the world. It's only available on that Tuesdays, so if you want one, jump on tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and grab one right now, and we'll ship it out to you tomorrow, and you'll have it within 2 or 3 weeks. And just before we wrap up, guys, we had a couple of little problems over the last month or so with deliveries. We have in our About section in our shop that deliveries take 2 to 3 weeks, and when you order and we send our confirmation shipping email to you, it is actually mentioned again at the end of that email. So, guys, please allow 2 to 3 weeks for deliveries. We're honest. We're not out here to rip you off. We are doing our best. As soon as you order, we get the product, we pack it, we ship it ASAP. But shipping is shipping. And if you're in Sacramento, or if you're in Hawaii, or if you're in Australia, or if you're in Belarus, Portugal, it takes time. It does take time. We can offer you EMS express shipping, but it's really expensive. You'll get your order within a week, but it's really expensive. So if you guys are interested in EMS shipping, leave an audio message for me on my podcast here, or email me at tokyomunchies with a Z, so tokyomunchiesz at gmail.com. And tell me you want EMS shipping with your order, and I'll set that up. But be aware, you will have to pay for it, and it is very, very expensive. It comes with a tracking number, so you can track your order. It comes with insurance. So you're paying for the insurance, you're paying for the tracking number, and you're paying for the express. So, yeah, we can do EMS for you. It's possible. Just message us. So we'll wrap that up today, guys, because I don't want to waste your time and carry on like a pork chop, or an amiibo, or some type of Japanese snack or candy. Big shout out to our great supporters over in Texas. Yeehaw! Our good friends at thecriticalthinkingpodcast.com. The Critical Thinking Podcast is a look at all things critical, movies, gaming, nerds, etc. Our good friends Mike, Mr. McGill, Rick, Sean, Josh, and Kyle run the Critical Thinking Podcast. And if you're in the Houston area, I think it is, go over to Comic-Palooza this year. Go to Comic-Palooza this year and go chat to the guys at the Critical Thinking Podcast. They have a booth there with Uncanny Comics. Uncanny Comics is in Rosenberg, Texas. It's run by our good friend Joseph Cunnell. The Critical Thinking guys will be there. Joseph will be there from Uncanny Comics. They'll have free shirts. They'll have free giveaways. They'll have free CDs. They'll have lots of great stuff. You can do photo ops with them. I supplied them with a big box of amiibo. So you can get some free Japanese snacks, some free amiibo from the good guys at thecriticalthinkingpodcast.com. And say hello to Joseph too. So thank you guys for your great support as always. Love your work. And thank you for letting me be a guest on your podcast. It was a really interesting podcast. Also shout out to the manga sensei, good friend Johnny over in the US. He has a podcast, YouTube video, Twitter, and Instagram. He has a site dedicated to teaching you guys Japanese the fun way. So go check out themangasensei.com to learn Japanese for free. And also, our other good friends at thejapanshop.com, Clay and Yumi, you can go over there to get more resources too to learn free Japanese. So there's two good resources there for you guys to learn free Japanese. Themangasensei.com, thejapanshop.com. Drop by those guys and say hello. And yeah, everything's exciting, everything's moving forward, everything's getting better and better. Thank you for your time, guys. Have a great day. And as always, this is Tokyo Munchies signing off. And if you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. TokyoMunchies.ticktail.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.